Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud. We are on the bottom line of page Kuf Ayin Vav. We're about to turn on to page 352. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Kol Hatzolah Sha'amarnu Eina Elo Lochatzer Acheres Hamu'revis. All the saving that we've been discussing from a fire is only discussing saving the items to another chatzer that has an eruv together with this chatzer where the fire is. Avalola she'enam bo'revis, but not to save into a chatzer that does not have an eruv. The Rama says, V'yesh mekilin afla she'enam bo'revis. Some say, no, you're allowed to save even to a chatzer that does not have an eruv. Explains the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavei Kol Hatzolah. Hainu, that means to say, Bein Hatzolah de Mazon Shalosh Seudos, whether it is the saving of 3 meals worth of food, Uklei Tashmishav, and any kind of kalim or vessels that you need for your eating, Ubein Hatzolah de Malbushim, or whether it's the saving of garments. All those things can only be saved into a chatzer hamurevis. The alpha gav the pasak leel besimin shin aleph sif lamed vav. The mutter lotzeis b'shnei malbushim ze al gav ze mishum de derech malbushu. Even though we learned earlier in simin shin aleph that one is allowed to go out even into a rishus harabim wearing 2 garments, one on top of the other, because that's a normal way to dress. Hacha kevan de behatzala kaasik, over here, since we're dealing with saving from a fire, chayshinan tfei de minshi shehu Shabbos, we're afraid more that you'll forget it Shabbos, viyavu lechabos, and you'll come to extinguish it. So even though normally you are allowed to wear various garments even in the Rosh Hashanah, but over here where you're saving from a fire, we don't want you too busy. So if you're going to put it on various garments, one on top of the other, we're more worried you're going to put out the fire. V'hayesh mekilin lo sviru luhu hai svara. And the yesh mekilin that the Ramah brings down does not hold of this logic. D'nachmir b'malbushin bazet fe'mi ba'alma. That we should be more machmir over here, saving from a fire, than we are in general of wearing clothing in the Rosh Hashanah. U'lahachim mekilinan. And therefore the second shita, the shita of the Ramah, is more mekil. V'amalbushin kaimi. But they're only going on the malbushim that they are lenient. Aval le'inyan mazon shalosh seudos. When it comes to food for 3 seudos, o klei tashmishim, gam heim svir lehu didavka le'morev shari. There everyone would hold to bring out the 3 meals worth of food or the kalim that you need for the suda. There everyone agrees that it's dafka to a chatzer amurevis. The whole machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether you need a chatzer merevis or not, that's only lagabe the clothing. Do we say it's similar to the idea that you can carry and wear, you can wear various garments in Rosh Sarabim, so you can wear even to a chatzer shenem merevis? Or do we say, no, here we're more machmir, because again, you're saving from a fire, we're worried you're going to come to put out the fire. V'hamalbushin shematirin, and even the more lenient shita that says you could wear various garments even into a chatzer shenem merevis, dafka kashu lovesh osam derech malbush. This is only if you are wearing the garments in the regular way. Aval kashu nosei osam biyodo, but if you're carrying the garments in your hand, lo adifi mi Shar Kalim, then it's not better than other Kalim, and it would be a problem. Sivkadon Chavav Afla She'enu Morevis. The Ramah says you can even take out the garments into a chatzer without an eruv. V'hu adin da'afilu l'sharabim shari. And Zakta Mishabura, the same thing is true that you could even wear the garments out to a rosh sharabim. Kevan shenosim kederach malbush. Since you're wearing the clothing, the normal way to wear them. V'hinei ha'bach pasa kedei ha'rishona. The bach passing is like the first shita that you can only wear the garments out into a chatzer mu'reves. Aval kol ha'achronim pasku kedeazu. But all the achronim argue, and they paskin like the shita of the Ramah, which is mekyo, even to wear the garments into a chatzer she'ena mu'revis, but like we said before, everyone agrees by the food that it would be usur if there is no eruv. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Aleph, Yesh omrim dechol hatzolah she'amarnu hi lochatzer umavu yasmuchel m'shus harabim. There are those who say that all the discussion and the limitation that we've been saying about saving, that is dafka when you're going to a chatzer or a mavui that is close to Rosh Hasharabim, v'gam eina makorim, and they're also not covered with a roof. The dami l'Rosh Hasharabim, so they're similar to Rosh Hasharabim. U'mishum hachi ein matirin l'hatzil el mazon shalosh udas v'kelim atzrichim. And that's why you're limited, that you're only allowed to save three sudos and the kelim that are needed. Avalabayas acher she'eruv imo, but into another house that has a roof over it, that has an eruv with this house, yochol lahotzi koma she'irza, there you can carry out whatever you want. The aflo chatzar, even to a chatzar, lo omru elo lachatzar chaveiro, they only limited you when you're going from one chatzar to your friend's chatzar. Avalachatzar shalo, but if it's taking it out from your house to your chatzar, she'ena tzricha eruv, where you don't even require an eruv, yochol lahotzi koma she'irza, you can carry out whatever you want. V'yesh omrim she'ein chiluk. And there are those who say that all these chilukim are not true. In all cases, the limitation of three sudos and kelim that are necessary apply. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, what exactly is going on over here. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkotan Chof Zayin, Avalabayis Acher. We said the whole limitation is only when you're carrying out to a Mavui or to a Chatzar that's close to Rosh Sarabim. It doesn't have a roof over it. It's like Rosh Sarabim, and therefore you are limited. But we said in the Mechaber, to Tobayis Acher, where there's an Erev, there you can carry whatever you want. Ratzalomar means to say, the cave on Shu Makora, since it has a roof over it, Eino Dome Klal Rosh Sarabim. It's not similar at all to Rosh Sarabim. Velezba Zegzera Shemayosi Rosh Sarabim. There's no reason to make any kind of gzera that if you carry over here, you might come to carry into a real Rosh Hasharabim. The Afa gav the Gemara in this time the Shem mitol tir das atzal yovel lechabos. Even though the Gemara says, and we've been discussing till now in the whole simon, that the whole reason we limit your carrying out from the fire is because you might be bohul and you might come to extinguish the fire. So why are we switching over here to the gzera that you might come to carry in a Rosh Hasharabim? Sviral Aludea Rishona, this first shita holds, the Mikomokom Logaz Rinam Bazera Kechadikach Shasho Tsa Gamkin. This shita holds, the only time we make the Gzera that you might come to put out the fire is also if there's a Gzera that you might come to carry in a Shasharabim. So the whole limitation of carrying out more food than necessary is only when both you might come to put out the fire and also you might come to carry. And therefore, if it's taking it from one house to another that's covered, that's not done, and there's an Erev, so then there's no Mokum to be Gozer because of the carrying. We're also not going to make a Gzeira that you might come to put out the fire. The Mechaber then said that, and then we said, even the chatzer, we only limited you if you're carrying to the chatzer chaver, but the chatzer shalosh ein atzrich erev, you can carry out whatever you want. Says in Mishabur, what's a lomar, shein badiorin, no one else lives in this chatzer except for you. Vidomi kibayis echod shenofo badleika. It's like a case where a fire broke out in a house. Shemutter lohotzi micheder lecheder lokuyama velogazru bazeh. Obviously, if a fire breaks out in a house, you can carry items from one room to another room. So here also, if there's a fire in the house, you can carry out to the chatzar. If he's the only one that lives there, then you are not limited at all. Again, this shita holds, there's no makom of a gzeira that you're going to carry into Rosh Hasharabim, so we also don't make a gzeira that you might come to extinguish the fire. But the last point of the Mechaber in Sefer Aleph was V'yesh Omrim She'ein Chiluk. Some say no, this whole chiluk does not apply. Zakta Mishabura Sivkat and Chavtes Sviru Lehu, this shita holds, since the whole reason that we limit your carrying out is because you might forget it Shabbos and come to extinguish the fire, mali chotzer, mali bayis, who cares if you're carrying it into a chotzer or you're carrying it into a house? Umali im a chotzer, who shall rabim, or chotzer shalom? What's the difference if the chotzer you're carrying it into is a chotzer of others, of the public, or it's your own chotzer? Either way, if you're busy saving food items, you're going to be distracted and you're going to forget it Shabbos, you're going to put out the fire. Ulamai, since this whole discussion is a derabbanan, it's possible that we could rely on the lenient shita, and therefore if you're carrying into another house where there's an eruv, or you're carrying into your own chatzar where there is no mokum to be gozer, you might carry to Rosh Hasharabim, we're also not going to make the gzeira that you might come to extinguish the fire, and you are not limited in what you carry out. That is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yudbe, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Ha'idna Bipnei HaDleika. All Kisvei Kodesh you can save nowadays from a fire. The Koran Behem, and you could read from them. Afilu Ksuvim B'Chaloshen, even if they're written in any language. Vafilu Ksuvim B'Samu B'Sikra, and even if they're written in these types of inks, Sam and Sikra, Pirish Minei Tzivonim, some kind of dyes, not Dio. U'B'Chal Davar, or anything else. V'chein matbeya bracha shetavu chachamim, and so too, if there's some kind of matbeya some kind of form that you have the brachos on that the Chachamim established. Matzilin osa menat leika. You're also allowed to save those brachos in the fire. Umikom mokom atur for any other place of turpa. Pirish mokom megula behefker. Any kind of open or hefker place, you're allowed to save it to protect it. V'chein targum shek savo ivri. So too something that in the Torah is written, or in Tanakh, it's written in Lashon of Targum, and it's written on this item in Lashon Ivri. Kigon Yigar Sahadusa, for example, Yigar Sahadusa is words of the Torah that are written in Aramaic, so you wrote it instead in Lashon Ivri. Vikidna Seimrun Lahon, or the Ivri Sheksavo Targum, or words that are written in the Torah in Lashon Ivri, and you wrote them in Lashon Targum, or it was written in any other language that that nation is experts in. Or if there's a Sefer Torah that you can gather together and come up with 85 letters that are all part of complete words, or there's a Shem Hashem, Matzilanosa. All these things, you are allowed to save them. So let's see them in Shavura, and we'll see exactly what's going on over here with the discussion of Kisvei HaKodesh. So the Mishabura begins as if Katan Lamed. The Mishabura says, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, Hainu Tanakh uGemara v'chal HaSvarim. We're discussing over here Tanakh, Gemara, and all Svarim. V'Torah Shebechsav Kodemis Lahatzil Torah Shebal Peh. If you have a choice between saving something of Torah Shebechsav versus something of Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebechsav come first. V'afilu Torah Shebal Peh Mush'olim O Muskarim Lo. Even if the Torah Shebal Peh is borrowed or rented by you, v'im lo yatzil the Torah Shebal Peh, if you're not going to save that Torah Shebal Peh that's borrowed or rented, yistarach l'shalim v'alayim. If it gets ruined in the fire, you're going to have to pay back the owners. Afilu hachi Torah Shebechsav Kodem. Even if it's going to cost you money to pay back the owner who lent it to you or who rented it to you, still you save Torah Shebechsav before you save Torah Shebal Peh. V'atzolas ha-meis kodem la-svarim, and saving a mace from a fire comes before saving svarim from a fire. Sifkotan lamed aleph matzilo and ha'idna. The lashon of the mechaber was interesting. It said kol kisvei kodesh matzilo and ha'idna b'bnei adleika. We save it nowadays. The mishnah wasn't explaining what's pshata nowadays. Hodinoka b'loshon ha'idna. That which the mechaber said a lashon of nowadays says the mishnah brurah sifkotan lamed aleph mishum derotza l'sayim afilu k'suva mechaloshon. It's because of the hemshach of the mechaber where he writes even if it is written in any language. Ubeir Hadover, the explanation of the matter is, Dihine Mitzad Hadin. The real Iker Halacha is Torah Shebechsav in Kosvin Eloksav Ashuris. That Torah Shebechsav is really not allowed to be written unless it is written in the writing of Ashuris. Hu Aksav Shel Sefer Torah, that is the lettering that we have in the Sefer Torah. Ubeloshon HaKodesh, and the language has to be the language of Loshon HaKodesh. V'Torah Shebal Peh, Hainu Shas v'chol ha-svarim, which is Gemara's and any other svarim, Osir lichtov. You're not allowed to write them at all. That's why it's Torah Shebal Peh. Elokorin osam bal peh. You have to learn it by heart. That is the Ikra Halacha. V'imshinan, if you changed, Hain Torah Shebechsav, whether it's by Torah Shebechsav, Sheksavo Shelo Kadin Biksavo Obelashono, that you wrote it improperly, either in the forming of the letters, the wrong ksav, or the wrong language, Oim Kosav Shebal Peh, or you wrote down Torah Shebal Peh, which is not really allowed to be written down. So the Ikra Halacha is Ein Karim Behem. You're not allowed to read from these Svarim. V'gam Eimatzil and Osam B'Shabbos Miat Leikin. You also can't save these items from a fire. The Osir L'Tautalam Klal, because they're actually Muktzah. You're not even allowed to move them on Shabbos. They're Osir. That's all in the olden days, the Ikra Halacha. Aval ha'idna debatzir liba, but nowadays, that our hearts have grown smaller, ki nismait hadas v'hazikaron, we have gotten weaker, neskanu hadoros, and we are not as strong as in previous generations, so hutter lichtov Torah Shebal Peh, so Chazal allowed us to write down the Torah Shebal Peh, kidei shelo yishtakachu, so the Torah Shebal Peh should not be forgotten, v'gam b'chol ksav aloshen, and also we can write it in any type of ksiva and any type of language, v'gam and so too Torah Shebechsav, they matter to write it in any language and in any lettering. So that the whole nation can understand the Torah. Not everyone knows Loshon HaKodesh. And they relied this psak on that which is written, it's a time to act for Hashem, and therefore we had to annul part of the Torah. And therefore, even though the Ikra Halacha is you're not allowed to do these things? Chazal, in their infinite wisdom, saw that it was necessary, and they matter these things. V'lochein korin behen. Therefore, you can nowadays read from them umatzil and osam ibnead leker b'Shabbos, and you could save these svarim from a fire on Shabbos. So that's why the Mechaber B'dafka writes, Ha'idna, because only nowadays, after this rule has changed because of Eis Lassos, only then it's permissible to save it from a fire. But in the older days, it was not permissible. U'svarim shalonu sheksuvim b'lashonim shalkusim, and our svarim that are written in the language of the Goyim, v'nimtza etzlam, and it's found by the Goyim, they were written for the Goyim, so yesh l'histapikim t'unim g'niza, there it's already a suffix if they require g'niza at all, if they require being hidden away at all. D'holo shari lichto b'lashon acher, because we only allowed it to be written in a different language or a different ksav because of the pasuk of Eis Lassos Lashem. But for Goyim, who is matter it? Look at the Magen Avram who speaks at length about this. Even if it was written with other types of dyes. This is going back on that which we discussed, that you have these svarim that are written in any language, even if they're written with other dyes. But if the Tanakh was written in Lashon HaKodesh, lohuter likros bahem, you would not be allowed to read from them if they're not written properly with Yo. The Medina Tzarach Lichtov Tanakh Lashon HaKodesh with Yo, because the Ikar Halacha is you have to write Tanakh Lashon HaKodesh and with Yo. V'nihi dehuter shar Lashon Mishum Eis Lassos Lashem the Kanal, and granted that they mattered writing it in other language because of Eis Lassos Lashem, Aval Lashanos Midyo lohuter, but to change the ink that you use, who matter that? The kaula hasig dio. It's easy to find dio. The choza hu rak l'inyan likros behem. This is all true only lagabe reading those svarim. Aval inyan atzola b'bnei atleika. But when it comes from saving these svarim from a fire, v'chein l'inyan geniza, and so too with hiding them, hu afilu im ksuvim besam v'sikra. It's even if they are written with other types of dyes. We said so too some other item that has the brachos written on them. These are also considered Torah Shebachsav, the brachos, and so too they were permissible to be written nowadays. They were permitted to write nowadays. And you're allowed to make brachos and daven from them. Again, for the same reason, Mishum Eis Lassos Lashem, because of that pasuk of Eis Lassos Lashem. V'alkein, and therefore, Memeila Tzarech Latzilim and Atleika. Automatically, you have to save them from a fire. The gam tuunim geniza b'chol shlo yu menachem b'mekom hefker, and they also need to be hidden away during the week that they shouldn't be left in a place that's hefker. Then the mechaber went on to say that even if we have words that are supposed to be written b'loshen targum, like yigar sadusa, if you wrote a b'loshen ivri, you're also allowed to say it from a fire. Says the mishabur lamedal kigon yigar sadusa ha'omer b'torah, that's written in the Torah. For Zlomer, what it means to say is shehishlim be'elu atevus acheshben shel pehe osios. Like the Mechaber said afterwards, that a worn-out Sefer Torah has to have 88 letters that are making up full words in order to save it. So when we're saying over here, Yigar Sadusa, it's not talking about only those words, it's talking about that those words are mashlim the 85 letters. Ukidl akamei. Because if you just had these words, even if they weren't translated into Hebrew, they were written properly, the way they're supposed to be in Lashon Targum, you still wouldn't be allowed to save them, because you can't save them unless they have complete words that have 85 letters. So all we're saying over here is that these words contribute towards the 85 letters, and that is grounds to save them. They can count towards the 85 letters. Sifkatan lamed hey, sha'osu ha'am bikimbo. We said whether it's supposed to be in Lashon Targum, you wrote it be'ivri, or it's supposed to be ivri, you wrote a Targum, or you wrote it in any other language that the people understand, you could save it from a fire. Says the Mishabura, aval im ha'om eina mevinim osar aloshon, but if the nation over there does not understand this language, osar lekosar latzilu, you're not allowed to write the sefer in that language, and you're not allowed to save it. The lohuter rak mishum eis lassos Hashem v'kanal. Again, because the whole reason we saved it is because of eis lassos Hashem, if it's not a language that anyone understands, so that was never matured. The ayin v'bir halacha, the das haram b'shem haravid, lohuter lichtov shar loshon. The likros bo kisvei hakodesh ki'im kishe'enu boki v'loshon hakodesh. Look in the Bar Halacha where he brought the shita of the Ran b'shem the Ravid, that it was only mutter to write in other languages and to read in other languages kisvei kodesh if you are not a boki v'loshon hakodesh. But if you know v'loshon hakodesh, then they never matter that. If you look at note 37, he points out, the Chazon Ish writes, Shebizmanenu, nowadays, Shehutr Likro Besvarim HaNedfasim, that we're allowed to read printed Svarim, V'nechshav Kekori Alpeh, it's still considered as if we're reading it Torah Shebal Peh style, Gam Mishi Yodea Lashon HaKodesh, even one who knows Lashon HaKodesh, Rashai Likro Besvarim HaKsuvim B'Shar Lashonos, he is allowed to read Svarim written in other languages, V'chein Mutr LaHatzilom, Gam Imakol Yodum Lashon HaKodesh, you're also allowed to save these other language Svarim, even if everybody there knows Lashon HaKodesh. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Vaitus of Katan Lamed Vav, we said, Pehei Osios. We said in the Mechaber, you're allowed to save a worn-out Sefer Torah, or worn-out Svarim, as long as there are 85 letters in it, and those 85 letters are all part of complete words. Shal Yidei Shir Zeh Yesh Adayin Alek Tzatz Kedusha Sefer Torah. This, through this shir of 85 letters that are part of complete words, it still has some of the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah on it. Mishum shekein nimtza b'parshas v'hi ben soa. Because the parsha of v'hi ben soa arum has 85 letters. That's a parsha shlema, so it's considered still to have a little bit of Kedusha Sefer Torah. Sefkadon la'mezayid, but these words have to, these letters have to all be part of complete words. Rotzalomar, shenimcha kol ha-sefer, the whole Sefer Torah got erased. V'nisha rak teva acha shlei mekan v'teva kan. And we're left with one complete word over here, one complete word over here. Ad shebein kulem yesh pehe osios. Until you put together all the complete words, you have 85 letters. Ula afuke im enam nimtsoim teva shleimos rak osios mefuzaros. This is coming to exclude a case that the 85 letters are not forming complete words, just random scattered letters, even though there are 85, lo mahani af sheyesh pehei osios. It doesn't help to be allowed to save it on Shabbos, even if there are 85 letters, they must be joining together to make complete words. V'chozeh hu rak le'inyan hatzalah midleika. All this is talking about only saving these svarim from fires, aval le'inyan geniza pshita deba'inim. But in terms of just hiding it and treating it with respect, that's pasha that you need it, even if it's worn out more than that, and you don't have 85 letters that make up full words. We'll stop here and continue next time, Mitzvah Hashem, with Sif Yud Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.